This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Good evening, Australia. You're listening to Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
Well, that was a bit of a shock in between it all. I forgot to hit too many buttons. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
I've got to say, Dean, I'm loving our new sting.
Let's do it again.
Good evening, Australia. You're listening to Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
That's right. Last week we had Drew Droege in the studio here all the way from Australia, and he did a little Chloe Sevigny impersonation for us for our little Joy string, which made us both very happy. And you can listen to that entire podcast that we had with Drew by going to Joy Podcast on Mad Wednesday and listening to it. There's also a great interview I did with Aja on the weekend, which was absolutely fantastic. Speaking of drag, how's that for a segue? We are joined in the studio by a fabulous, fabulous, amazing drag queen, Australia's very own Karen from Finance. Hello, Karen.
Yes, hello, Dean. Hello, Robbie. Thank you so much for having me in here.
Oh, it's absolutely a pleasure. I mean, it's after working hours, of course, so to have gotten you in.
It's okay. It's just after 6 o'clock. I finished work at 5 o'clock, like all the other office girls, but I'm happy to be in here this afternoon because I'm slowly getting myself used to the four-hour transit home that all of us office girls are about to endure. So this is fine.
It's a little bit crazy now. Why we've gotten you in here, it's very exciting. You've decided to cash in some of your long service leave and do a national and international tour. You're going to be doing Australia and New Zealand with your own tour, Karen from Finances, out of the office.
That's right, an international tour. Someone's got tickets on themselves, don't they?
Look, I sometimes say I'm doing an international tour when I go to Tasmania. So I reckon this is great, an Aussie and New Zealand tour. Now, normally you have been hosting with ITD events. You've been hosting all of these performers from all around America and the world coming here to Australia, and you've been touring and doing that. And what you just decided to get some inspiration to go, well, if they can do it, so can I.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I've got a lovely regular gig hosting the girls from RuPaul's Drag Race with ITD events. We do it all over the country and New Zealand. And I've been doing that for about 4 or 5 years, and I sat back and I thought, why not do your own tour? Why not?
Why not? I mean,
why not?
I'm busy enough.
Why sure. not? Why not? I've got nothing else to do.
No, it's good enough for all these Root girls to come over and give us their one women show.
It's a lie. I've got a lot to do. There are so many tabs open on my computer, I can't even begin to explain.
I mean, I'm at least glad that you decided to do it after, you know, tax season's ended. You're doing the tour in September.
Yes.
Very smart.
Get the financial year over and done with. September is the end of quarter one for us, and that's a safe entrance point for me.
Absolutely.
Is this one of those situations where you go, great, I'm going to do a one-woman show, I'm going to do it in September, now I have to write it? Or have we got most of it down?
We have been hearing from people doing the comedy festival that opens today, and none of the titles of their show actually correlate with any of their show descriptions. But have you started working on the show? What's going on?
Okay, I'm completely different, of course, to all the other girls. My show is pretty much already written.
Yes.
The only reason for the long long announcement, you know, the early engagement, if you will, is that I am so desperate to sell those tickets.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, I'd sit down and go, okay, I've done national tours, I've done just shows within Victoria, and the ticket sales, that is a hard slog. You're like, hey, everybody, we love the adoration, we love the resharing of posts, but getting the tickets is what it comes down to. And when you're doing a tour around Australia and New Zealand, there's a lot to focus and think about.
Well, look, it's great that I can do this tour. It's, you know, in the wake of success of shows like RuPaul's Drag Race, you know, it's thrown drag into the mainstream. But for a local girl that's never been on the television before, for her to do her own international tour of Australia and New Zealand completely independently, that's a slog. So, I mean, we announced it early in the hope that we can draw up some excitement. But I can tell you what, there's enough excitement over here for all of us, I think.
Now you say you've never been on the television before, but you have been name-checked on the show at least one. I think one once on the show and once on Trixie's show?
Oh, actually, you're right. I've been name dropped on All Stars 3. That's exactly right.
On All Stars 3, Trixie said it when she was there as well.
Yes, down the runway.
In one of her speeches.
In the Studio 54 challenge. I do remember, you're right. Yeah, and then all over the internet, of course. And you know what? I mean, my living and waking intention is, there's two of them. There's one is to be the best office finance girl that anyone has ever met in their entire life. And the other is to prove to the world that there's more to Karen from finance than just the best drag name ever created. There's a lot
and this is the great way to do it. I mean, we already know that because we're lucky enough to be able to see you regularly do gigs here and there in Melbourne. You entertain us immensely, which we love. And you also do keep jumping around and doing these tours hosting.
Yeah.
But this is why Out of Office is so fantastic, because it's finally everyone gets to see you do things your way.
Out of Office, that's right. You know, I'm completely dedicated to my office job. I love my desk. I love my computer. I've got the standing office all sorted. But my worst nightmare is taking annual leave. If I don't have the comforts of the office surrounded by me, I'm scared of the outside world. And so this is the first time that I am going out of office. I'm using my annual leave, and who knows whether it's going to be for good or for bad.
Oh, look, I'm sure it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And it's really great. Like, you're doing a tour. You're going Friday the 6th of September at Ginger's in Sydney. Fantastic space. The Melbourne Spiegel Tent on Saturday the 7th of September. Back home in Melbourne. I love that you're going to Sydney first and then coming back to Melbourne.
Well, you know that there's going to be a real after party on this Saturday,
don't you? Absolutely. Good point. Fluffy on the Sunday on the 8th of September. Adelaide at Murray's Poppins on the 13th of September. 14th of September in Perfect Connections, Friday 20th at Wellington at the Ivy Bar, and then in Auckland at Phoenix. Like, you're getting all around.
I'm getting around. I'm getting those frequent flyer point status upgrades. I'm getting the whole shebang.
So when you've put together and created your show, mm-hmm. it's one thing to host and sit on the sidelines and look at what other queens do and suddenly be like, I feel like Karen's had a lot of moments where that character from the Catherine Tate show, oh, I can do that. It's very much been this. And now here you are stepping into it. So what has it been like creating your own solo show?
It's very liberating. It's very exciting, but very scary. Of course, yeah. You know, I get to see... there's nothing that I love more than going and seeing theatre or cabaret or more so a drag show. It's my favourite thing in the world. And seeing drag shows, I'm so inspired by what everyone does. And there's nothing like watching someone else's show and seeing them do something and you're like, damn, I wish I did that first. But... when you have your own ideas and you're seeing no one else do them and you think, I've got a real opportunity here to put this on a stage, that's what's exciting. And that's what I can't wait to do with this show.
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to come and see it. It's going to be so much fun.
Thank you.
And the response has already been huge. I've seen a lot of people telling me they've already bought tickets. I've seen a lot of posts here going, I'm going to see it here, there and there. I see even my mates in New Zealand were already like, bam, got my tickets already. And that must be a really good feeling to know that people are buying their tickets for your show this far out.
It's actually really overwhelming. I mean, of course, it's still months and months and months away, and it's so cliche of a performer to say, the tickets are selling fast, you better jump on it. But I'm so overwhelmed to say that that's actually been the case. The ticket sales have been fantastic already, and if you do want to see the show, I do recommend jumping on there super quick.
And you've got quite a tight schedule in there, so it doesn't look like you'll be announcing any extra shows, perhaps?
It's a tight schedule. There's no room for extra shows, no.
Not a busy enough month yet for you?
Well, I mean, we're just going to have to see how the 18-19 financial year turns out, aren't we?
Well, everybody, if you want to get your tickets to go and see Karen from Finance Out of Office touring all around Australia and in New Zealand, all you've got to do is go to karenfromfinance.com. It's happening in September. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. I've already got my tickets myself. I'm very, very excited. I cannot wait to come and see you. It's your debut solo show. It's so exciting. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. And if you want your tickets, well, this is what you've got to do. Head to Karen from Finance and get them. It's that simple. KarenFromFinance.com.
It's that simple.
Could it be any easier? No.
It couldn't be any. It's as easy as ordering a replenished stock of post-it notes on Officeworks.com.
Well, there you go. And you know what? Maybe for a month, just don't get those post-it notes for the office and instead get your ticket for Karen. That's my suggestion.
Right. Just spend it in the office's money. No, great idea. Karen would never do anything like that.
Karen, thank you so much for coming and joining us today.
Thank you for having me, beauties.
Oh, well, we're going to get you back into it. We want to hear all about Out of Office. I can't wait. I'm so excited to see it. Get your tickets to Jay. I know Comedy Festival's on, but focus on September. That's what we're saying. Thanks, you all. Focus on then. Oh, you're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. And this is Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.